This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Here are your GE14 stories at midnight. Pakatan Harapan claims it has secured Negeri Sembilan, Penang, Selangor and Johor. Its chairman, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, says his coalition has also achieved majority in Parliament following this morning's GE14 polls. Mahathir has also accused the Election Commission of deliberately withholding the official results. Currently, the official Election Commission tally shows Barisan Nasional having 30 parliamentary seats, while Pakatan has 25. Three seats went to independent candidates, while PAS has won. More unofficial results have revealed that BN has also lost its majority in the Sabah Legislative Assembly, winning only 24 state seats in GE14. Parti Warisan Sabah, led by former UMNO leader Datuk Sri Shafi'i Abdal, has garnered 32 seats. PKR has 2, while DAP and Parti Harapan Rakyat 1 each. Meanwhile, in Batu, Tian Chua has declared that independent candidate P. Prabhakaran, backed by Pakatan Harapan, has defeated BN's Datuk Dr. Dominic Lau.
Dengan yakin, saya ingin isytiharkan bahawa Barisan Nasional telah tewas di Parlimen Batu dan calon bebas Prabhakaran yang diendos oleh Pakatan Harapan telah menang di Parlimen Batu.
The EC has confirmed that the 22-year-old won with a 24,000-vote majority. More official results. Caretaker Second Finance Minister Dato' Sri Johari Abdul Ghani has been defeated by Bersatu's Rina Harun in the Titi Wangsa Parliament seat. Barisan Nasional Dato' Sri Tengku Adnan Tengku Manso has retained the Putrajaya Parliamentary seat with a majority of 3,372 votes. Meanwhile, in Lembah Pantai, Pakatan's Fahmi Fazil has defeated BN's Dato' Sri Raja Nong Chik with a 5,600 majority. Unofficial results have shown that Pakatan Harapan has won in Kanga, a parliamentary seat in Perlis, which BN has held since 1974. I'm Mira Sivasodi. You're now up to date on BFM 89.9, Battle for Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.